It seems like everywhere you turn these days, it's all about climate change,
Yeah.
finding new ways to power our world.
Absolutely.
And one of the solutions that just keeps coming up over and over again
Right.
is solar.
Makes sense.
That seems like there's a good reason for all the hype, too.
Yeah, definitely a lot of advantages.
Solar is clean, it's renewable.
Yeah.
So, in this deep dive, we're going to take a closer look at how this all actually works.
Okay.
How do we get from sunlight
Correct.
to the electricity we use to power our lives?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it?
And then we'll look at all the cool ways we can use this technology.
Sounds good.
We found a really interesting scientific article
Okay.
that lays out all the key ideas
Great.
and helps us really understand the core concepts.
Awesome.
So,
It all starts with the photovoltaic effect.
okay, so that's like the heart of it, the
Exactly.
core of how solar power works.
Right. It's the process of turning sunlight into electricity.
So how does that actually work?
Well, you have these tiny little packets of energy from the sun
Okay.
called photons,
Photons, okay.
and they interact with materials called semiconductors.
Semiconductors.
Yeah, so these photons hit the semiconductor material,
Okay.
and what happens next is really cool.
I'm
They
listening.
transfer their energy.
The photons do?
Yeah, they transfer their energy to the electrons in the material.
Okay, hold on. Let me back up a bit.
Sure.
What exactly are semiconductors again?
Well, they're a special kind of material
Okay.
that can conduct electricity under certain conditions,
Okay.
like when light shines on them.
Interesting.
So when an electron in the semiconductor absorbs enough energy from a photon,
Yeah.
it breaks free.
Like it gets knocked
You
loose.
got it.
Wow.
And then it starts to move around.
So it's like a chain reaction.
It
Light
is.
comes in,
Yep.
hits the material.
Right.
Electrons get energized
Exactly.
and start moving.
And that movement of electrons,
Yeah?
that's what creates an electric current.
It's kind of mind-blowing when you think about
Yeah,
it.
right.
Just light hitting a specific material, and boom, we get electricity.
Pretty amazing.
The article even mentions that this is like proof of quantum physics in action.
Oh, yeah, for
It's
sure.
not just some theory in a textbook.
Yo.
It's literally how we're powering our world. And
Exactly.
if you really want to understand solar power, this is where it all begins.
Don't agree more.
Now, I know, when most of us think of solar panels,
Yeah.
we picture those big blue or black rectangles.
The ones you see on rooftops and in those big solar farms.
Exactly. And the article says that most of those are made of silicon.
They are. Silicon's been the go-to material for a while.
And I guess they've gotten more efficient over the years, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Scientists and engineers have made huge strides in improving silicon solar panel technology.
But there are still some limitations.
Well, there are some inherent limitations with
Like,
silicon.
what kind of limitations?
Well, for one thing, how well they work can be affected by the intensity of the sunlight.
So, like, a cloudy day would be a problem.
Exactly.
Okay, what else?
The angle at which the light hits the panel can make a difference too.
Oh, so, like, the time of day or the season would matter?
You got it.
Interesting. Okay, anything else?
And even the temperature can have an effect.
Really?
Yeah, so if it's really hot out,
Yeah.
the efficiency can actually drop a bit.
I never knew that.
Yeah, it's all about the physics of how silicon interacts with light and heat.
So it sounds like there's kind of a ceiling on how efficient silicon can be.
There are fundamental physical limits to how much sunlight silicon can convert into electricity.
Gotcha. So I guess that's why researchers are looking into these new materials.
Exactly.
The article specifically talks about perovskite solar cells.
That's one of the really promising areas of research right now.
Perovskite, that sounds like something out of Star Trek.
It does have a kind of futuristic ring to it.
So what are they?
Well, perovskites are a class of materials with a very specific crystal structure.
A crystal structure, huh?
Yeah.
What's so special about that?
Well, it turns out that this particular structure gives them some really interesting properties,
Like what?
like the ability to convert sunlight into electricity.
Oh, so they can make solar panels too.
Exactly. But here's the really exciting part.
Tell me.
They have the potential to be way more efficient than silicon.
Way more efficient. Wow.
Yeah, we're talking about potentially a big jump in how much energy we can get from the sun.
That's incredible.
It is, and there's more.
Keep going. I'm hooked.
They could also be more flexible than silicon.
Flexible.
Yeah. Imagine solar cells that could be integrated into all sorts of surfaces,
Oh, I see.
not just rigid panels.
That would open up a lot of possibilities.
It could really change the way we think about solar energy.
And the article even has a link
Oh, yeah.
for people who want to learn more about perovskite solar
It's
cells.
a great resource.
The website is www.2-perovskite.com/post. /2023-12-29-003.
Yeah, there's a ton of information there.
So it sounds like scientists are putting a lot of hope into perovskites.
They are. There's definitely a lot of excitement in the research community.
Yeah, it sounds like they could be a game changer.
They could potentially overcome some of the limitations of silicon.
And really boost the efficiency of solar energy.
That's the hope.
But I guess there's still challenges to overcome.
Well, there always are with any new technology.
Like what?
Well, a big one is stability.
Stability?
Yeah. How well they perform over time.
Oh, so making sure they can last.
Exactly. We need to make sure they can withstand real-world conditions.
Right, like rain and wind and heat and all that.
Exactly. And another challenge is figuring out how to manufacture them on a large scale.
Ah, so taking it from the lab to the factory.
Right, and doing it in a way that's cost-effective.
So there's still a lot of work to be done.
There is, but the potential is definitely there.
Okay, so we've talked about the solar panels themselves.
Yep.
But the article also brings up another important point. It's not just about the panels.
You got it.
It's about how they fit into the bigger energy picture.
Right. It's about integration.
Integration. Okay.
Yeah. Things like smart grids and energy storage.
Right. So how do those things come into play?
Well, smart grids can help manage the flow of electricity from solar panels.
Okay.
Because solar energy can be variable.
Variable. What do you mean?
Well, the amount of electricity you get from a solar panel
depends
on how much sunlight there is.
Right. So it changes throughout the day.
Exactly, and from day to day.
Gotcha.
So a smart grid can help balance things out.
By doing what?
By adjusting the flow of electricity from different sources.
Oh, I see. So it's like a traffic cop for electricity.
That's a good analogy.
If you're sure everything runs smoothly.
Exactly. And then there's energy storage.
Okay, what about that?
Well, energy storage is all about capturing excess energy.
Excess energy.
Yeah. The extra energy that solar panels generate when the sun is shining brightly.
I see that.
And then storing it for later use.
Like when?
Like at night. Oh, okay.
Or on cloudy days.
So it's like having a backup battery.
Exactly.
For when the sun isn't cooperating.
Right. And the most common type of energy storage for solar systems is batteries.
Batteries.
And those have come a long way in recent years.
So it sounds like we need both.
We do.
Smart grids and energy storage.
Yep. They work together to make solar power more reliable and more efficient.
And that's how we can really move away from fossil fuels.
Exactly.
And towards that green, low-carbon economy that everyone's talking about.
That's the goal.
And the article even gives some real-world examples of this happening right now.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Like all those homes that are installing solar water heaters.
Right.
And those individual solar panels you see popping up on more and more rooftops.
Uh-huh. People are starting to embrace solar energy in a big way.
It's a real sign that things are changing.
It is. It shows that solar is becoming more mainstream.
And more affordable.
Exactly. And for homeowners, it's a no-brainer.
Why?
Well, solar water heaters can drastically reduce your energy bills. That's a big deal.
Especially with energy prices going up.
And rooftop solar panels can even let you generate your own electricity.
That's right. You can become less reliant on the grid.
So you're kind of energy independent.
In a way.
Plus you're helping the environment.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
You save money.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing your part to fight climate change.
It's a great feeling.
And it seems like the future of solar is really bright.
I think so too.
The article talks about how with all the technological advancements.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's becoming more affordable.
Right.
Solar's on track to become a major player in the global energy scene.
I agree. I think it's poised to play a crucial role in the energy transition.
And it all comes down to science and innovation.
That's the key.
The article really hammers home that point.
It does. It highlights the importance of continuous research and development.
And investing in those areas.
Absolutely. That's how we're going to unlock the full potential of solar energy.
And address the challenges of climate change.
Exactly. We need to keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
So to wrap things up.
Okay.
It's clear that solar power is a huge part of creating a greener, more sustainable future.
It is. It's no longer just a niche technology.
It's becoming more and more central to how we power our lives.
And the exciting thing is that we're just scratching the surface.
What do you mean?
Well, think about those perovskite solar cells we talked about.
Oh!
Imagine if we can really make them work.
Yeah.
They could revolutionize not just energy production, but also how we design things.
Like what kind of things?
Well, imagine buildings where the walls themselves generate electricity.
Wow.
Or even clothes with flexible solar cells woven into the fabric.
That's wild.
It is. It's like something out of a sci-fi movie.
But it could become reality.
It could if we keep pushing the boundaries of material science.
That's a really cool thought.
It is. It makes you think about the possibilities.
So if you're listening to this and you want to learn more about solar energy, definitely check out the references in the article we talked about.
There's a ton of great information out there.
It's a fascinating field, and it's only getting more important.
I couldn't agree more.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into solar power.
My pleasure.
And until next time, keep looking up at the sun.
And imagining the possibilities.